So this morning we're going to focus on Jehovah Nissi. We've been, before Easter, we've been looking at the different names of the Lord and how to know God in this way, how to even grow in our relationship with our Heavenly Father, who is all-knowing and all-powerful, who we cannot describe or put in a box or anything. So the purpose of looking at the names of the Lord is for us to grow in intimacy with Him. And to even in our daily walk, walk with Him in ways that maybe we have not done before. Okay, and today's Jehovah Nissi will sort of hook on to what we spoke about last week a little bit. So if you weren't here for the long weekend and you had a lucky weekend away, we are glad you're well rested. If you want to go listen to that sermon, it is on our YouTube channel. You're welcome to go have a look there. So this word Jehovah Nissi only occurs once in the Bible, and just to give you some context, the word Jehovah is translated as the existing one, the Lord, to be, to exist, to become, or especially to become known. So God is God who wants to reveal Himself to us, and even through that, that is why we're looking at the names, because we understand in Scripture God reveals Himself to us. And even this morning, you know, I'm so glad that our Christian walk before God is not this monotonous lifestyle, you know, that kind of has this monotone through it, but a journey with God and a relationship with God is always dynamic. You know, what I know today, I maybe didn't know yesterday, because God reveals Himself to us continually. You know, even I remember when Caleb Achjemel was born, you know, even my relationship with God at that point, I understood the father heart of God at that point a little bit more and a little bit better, because, you know, suddenly, you know, I want to go psycho on anything that moves, that wants to come close to my son, you know. So I love this boy. I have this absolute desire for my sons, to see them fulfill everything that God has set out for them. And my heart is for them. And I understood even in that moment how God's heart is for us as a father, how He loves us intimately and passionately. How just like when I was standing on this side of the curtain because she had a cesarean section, I couldn't contain myself. I was like, honey, I'll be back. I just want to see what's happening on the other side. Now, I know there's men and people here that won't do that, but that doesn't freak me out. So I got up and I watched the process as my son was born. It was a good day. And even just that experience, you know, like I said, allowed me to understand so much more of who my God is. Now, the word Nissi, or, you know, the word Ness comes from the word Nissi, and it means banner in Hebrew. So in other words, it's the existing one, the Lord who exists and who is continually making Himself known and who continually reveals Himself as the Lord, our banner over us. That is what God wants to do. So let's read where the scripture appears in the Bible. Exodus 17, I'm going to read the context so that you can get the context of where it's happening. And we're starting in verse 18. It says, then Amalek came and fought with Israel at Rephidim. So Moses said to Joshua, choose for us men and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand. And remember, the staff at that point, you know, was the thing that he hit the rock with, that he stretched out over the sea, etc. So many miracles was done through the staff of the Lord in his hand at that time. So he's saying, you know, it was sort of an indication to them about the presence, the moving presence of God. And I can only imagine how, you know, Moses having that staff and his knowing of God and trusting God even as he went to the top of the hill to see the miracles of God being revealed. Okay, so Joshua did as Moses told him and fought against Amalek. While Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. Now, here's where this gets interesting. It says, whenever Moses held up his hand, Israel prevailed. So they started winning. And whenever he lowered his hand, Amalek prevailed. So it was, you know, when I read this, I almost had this picture of while Moses is worshiping the Lord, while he's got his hands raised in surrender before God, Israel conquered. And as you get tired, it didn't happen so. All right, verse 12. But Moses' hands grew weary, so they took a stone and put it on him, and he sat on it, while Aaron and Hur held up his hands, one on the one side and the other on the other side. So his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua overwhelmed Amalek and his people with a sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, write this as a memorial in the book and recite it in the ears of Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the memory of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses, this is where this word occurs, and Moses built the altar and called the name of it, the Lord is my banner. Now, I don't know if you've noticed, but when we have the Springboks playing against the British Lions, the British and Irish Lions, what happens in Cape Town? What do you see a lot of? T-shirts, banners, everything. And I think the most scary moment for the opposing team is when they walk onto that field and it's net groen. Okay, it's not always just green, but I mean, come on. And you've got this South African people who are passionate about their rugby. And they've got their flags and their banners waving, and nobody can question who's their team. You know, it's like when you're driving in Cape Town, you know, and you see all the CYs and the CAs and the AAs, and I don't know what they start all this thing, but then you see a GP or an Eastern Cape plate. I felt this, you know, when we came to Cape Town in 1997 with my Northwest plate. I remember having to drive to town, and just that little banner on my number plate made the Cape Townians patvarke. Legit, because you want to change the lane, you put on your flicker, which any normal human being do. Cape Towns don't do that because they know where they're going. But then you put on your indicator and you want to change lanes, and there's not a snowball's chance between here and Cape Town that people want you to change lanes because you've got a Northwest plate on. And I cannot tell you, the day that I swapped my plate, suddenly I was part of the crowd. I don't even have to put on my indicator. I just start, you know, sort of slightly leaning, and suddenly this gap opens up. I'm part of the family. People knew I'm a Cape Townian. Imported. But here's the thing. We fly different banners over our lives that we say to people, this is who we are. This is what we're supporting. This is what we stand for. We have our banners. Maybe not physical, but it do that. Okay? So when Israel faced the Amalekites here, at the Battle of Rephidim, they did not conquer this people with incredible and overwhelming force. They were not able to, you know, from the experience of years of making war and being a warring country, to overcome them at that point. In actual fact, they were a bunch of herdsmen escaping from slavery on a journey to a so-called promised land which they have not seen. And they are on this journey to find this place. And in that journey, they are trespassing through other people's territory. That is not a wise thing to do at that point, because the nations of that time was very possessive of the land that they owned. And they would, you know, if anybody came in, they assumed you want to come occupy. So they were there. So they were trespassing on some fierce fighting nation's ground here. And if you think about it, they were traveling with women, children, their herds, and everything. You know, they went to war with pitchforks. At least the Bible says he had swords at that point. So the Battle of Rephidim was not, you know, because of skill, but it was actually for survival. Was actually in pursuit of this promised land to which God is leading them. And they actually knew at that stage they did not have the goods to overcome this enemy. And Moses, by the wisdom of the Lord, went up And he stood on the hill as an indication of the presence of the Lord. And they saw a miraculous victory that day. I think I can only imagine Moses' surprise. You know, as he was standing at the start of the battle with his hands raised up in excitement before the Lord that this is going to take it. And then obviously his arm gets tired and the things change. And then discovering this pattern of when the arms are raised, that they prevail. And the two men by his side said, no, listen, we need to get these arms up. They won by a supernatural act of the Lord through the man of God at that stage, can I say, worshiping the Lord, standing with God with a sign of the presence of the Lord raised. And Moses obviously realizing that the banner under which they fought. Now, in that time, each warring nation, when they went to war, you would have seen in so many movies, they always have this guy with a flag thing. Have you seen that? So he's on the horse. He's got the flag thing. I mean, when the chief says, charge! He's off there in front with a flag. Why? Because everybody can see there's the flag going. We're with this flag. We're going to fight for this flag. This is our country. And as long as that flag is raised, it gives hope. It gives the soldiers something to focus on. It gives them courage to encourage one another. And when the flag, you know, the guy with the flag gets killed, someone else picks that thing up because it's a sign to those around them. And Moses and them, as they were fighting this, they obviously did not have a banner because they are herdsmen. They're not a fighting nation. They did not go war. They're just on their journey to this promised land. They just want to get to where God is leading them. And Moses realizes that they defeated them under the Lord, their banner. God was the banner over their lives. And they fought under his banner. And when he lifted up the name of the Lord on the hill, they prevailed. They actually started conquering our enemies. So to have the Lord, our banner, the Lord, my banner, to have Jehovah Nissi over my life is to know under which banner am I fighting, am I walking, am I living. So if that banner is raised above me, everybody knows who my God is. And in my mind, that mental picture, you know, even as I walked this week, I was thinking, man, Jehovah Nissi, the Lord is my banner. Okay? So, how do we know? Well, let me put it this way. The question arises, what does it mean for God to be our banner? God is our banner because we live to celebrate and honor His faithfulness. In the way that I live, in the way that I remember him, we just had the most significant weekend on our calendar remembering what our God did to save us, to set us free, to deliver us from sin, to reconcile us with God. He is my banner because he's the one that died for me. He's the one that saved me. And I honor him for his faithfulness in my life. God is our banner because we remember all his deeds, his words, the Bible, the word that he so graciously gives us, the scriptures that instructs us in the ways of the Lord. That indicates the Lord over us, the banner of God over us. It's when I declare his word, when I shout to the heavens the word of God, when adversity comes my way, and instead of, you know, shrinking down, becoming fearful, I take the word of God and I declare it over my situations. The Lord is my banner. Because the enemy knows that's the word of my God. And it's not that the devil does not know the Bible. It says he does, and he's fearful of it. So I can know that as I proclaim that God is my banner. He's my banner because he gives me identity. See, my identity is not found in any other place except what God says and who God says I am. What His plans is for me, what His purposes is for me. When I understand what He's saying to me and I live in that, in the fullness of that, I declare that He is my banner. It's a physical manifestation of Him being the banner over me. You are a child of the living God. That changes everything. And our family to us is precious. Love my dad. He's an awesome dude. But I tell you, my identity comes from my God. My dad is fallible. My God is not. My God speaks stuff over my life that my dad can't. My dad speaks over me in a way that my earthly father and mother cannot. And I love them to bits. But my identity comes from the Lord my banner. Because of His saving work, because of His grace, I am no longer who I used to be. I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world anymore. See, God is our banner because we are His representatives in this earth. We represent Him as the sons and daughters of God. You represent Him in this world. Just like in my family, everybody knows I'm Kobus Meyer. And when I visit family or whatever, they will introduce me as such, which immediately shows them who my parents are, where I come from. My identity as a son of the living God gives me the assurance that I am a son of the Most High God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one who is able to do anything. He is my Father. That changes everything. The way I think about myself, and even this morning, we can so easily criticize ourselves for the way we look, or, you know, I don't know, we have so many issues. But I tell you, as you take that and you submit it under the Word of Lord, under God's idea of who you are, everything changes. For the bold guys in here, I understand. You used to have a cave. You could come that thing. Mine stood up like, there, man, it was big. Now, Benny, I've seen your wedding photo. I must say, it's interesting when people walk in the house and our wedding photo is there above the fireplace and the people go like, is that yay? But I remember when it started thinning out, you know, and one day I looked into the mirror and all I saw, you know, and I mean, I had this flannies and I kind of tried to keep them together with gel. And I did my whole gel thing, and as I looked in the mirror, I realized, yes, champ, this waste. This is really a waste of time. But it was an issue to me. And like I said, when I prayed, you know, I remember when God said to me, I got that revelation that, Father, if you're happy with me without hair, it's all good. And that was it. And here's the thing. My dad likes me like this. And I'm okay with that. Whether you like me, when I like look in the mirror now, I go like, handsome. I can run faster because there's less wind resistance. I can swim faster because I'm like a bullet through the water. I'm like a solar panel now. You know, I get the heat of the Lord intensely these days. And I celebrate, even in this, what God has done. But here's the thing, we can fall apart on so many things. But let's get our identity from Him. We are His representatives. You know, He wants to use you just the way that you are. He is fine with you. And He wants to take your life and transform every other life that you meet and encounter. And as you fly Jehovah Nissi as your banner over you, if He's the banner over you, then that's what you reflect. Not your own beauty, but His beauty, His glory, His majesty, who He is. for klein Gideon. Come on. Can you imagine what that little life can do in all the other little ones here? Psalm 18. Love this psalm. Man, come on. It says, 18:36. For it is you who light my lamp. Oh, what a good. In other words, you are the light within me. The Lord, my God, lightens my darkness. If you are in darkness this morning, allow God to be the light within you. For by you, I can run against a troop. By my God, I can leap over a wall, even if I'm 50 odd. This God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in Him. For God, for who is God but the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? The God who equipped me with strength and made my way blameless. He made my feet like the feet of a deer and set me secure on the heights. He trains my hand for war, that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have given me a shield of your salvation. What is the shield? It's our salvation. And your right hand supported me. And your gentleness made me great. You gave me a wide place for my steps under me, and my feet did not slip. Man, this is such a beautiful declaration of who I am in Christ. I can jump over walls. I can fight, run against troops. I can do anything by the power of God. When Jehovah Nissi is my God, then this is my identity. This is what I can do. There's nothing that can hold me back. No enemy that comes against me will prevail because I am under His banner. And my enemy knows it. And although he puts up a great fuss, I know he is scared of the God that I serve. And all I have to do is remind him that Jehovah Nissi is with me. And that I know him. And I am in his army, part of his family, doing what he wants me to do. So when he's our banner, we can do literally anything. Now, in your fleshliness and your humanness, now you go, yeah. But I want to challenge you and invite you to pursue God through prayer and intimacy with Him in the things that you are facing currently, and to allow Him to be the banner over you. See, the realization that He is my banner will crown me with boldness. As I look to Him, I can just run. If He is my banner, I will move forward continually. There will not be a turning round, because my God is always advancing. He is moving forward. It makes you more than a conqueror as you go in His strength. In His name, you have victory. There's no defeat. So many times when we fail, it's because we drew back into ourselves. You see, because sometimes when we have adversity in our lives, we see that as failure. And we don't see it as an opportunity for my God to show Himself awesome in my life. In this world, we will face trials. But Jehovah Nissi is my God. He's walking with me. You see, sickness is not your banner. It could be. It could be the banner over you. It's maybe the sickness that you're struggling with, the barrenness, the laziness, the failure, the worthlessness, the despair, the bondage. There's so many things that we can allow to be the banner over us, that that banner defines me. You see, and if I raise that false banner, that is who I become. Scripture says, as a man thinks in his heart, so easy. If that's the things that I proclaim, that I think about, that I speak out, then that's the banner that I'm under. But then I'm not proclaiming the word of God. I'm not speaking from the Jehovah Nissi's point of view. You see, I've taken a false banner and I've raised that up above me. And here's the thing. It's not just you that sees that. You see, the enemy knows when we're flying a different banner. And some of these banners he's a chummy with. That's his friends. And then he just comes along and he drags you through the mud. So we have a choice which banner we raise over ourselves. Just like I can either decide to raise the British and Irish Lions flag or the Springbok one when I go to Newlands. In the same way, spiritually, we make a choice on what banner we fly. And maybe you're sitting here and you're struggling this morning, and I trust God that you will realize that you've got the wrong banner up. If you've given your life to Jesus Christ, you see, it's not the banner that defines you, it's the Word of God. It's His perspective and what He thinks about you and where He's going with you. That's what matters. Now, is your situation real? Yes, most probably. Is your thinking necessary? No. Because we still need to take every thought captive and bring it under obedience of Christ. You see, we are not meant to entertain every thought that entered this brain. Every thought that gets in you is not the thing that defines you. It could. But sometimes we must reject some of these things. It's, you know what? Sometimes you have to get a bit aggressive with the enemy. Because I've learned in my life, man, he can be persistent. If he was a physical person, there will be full-scale war. I would slap him. Stop it. Genoeg gehad nou. So don't fly the lie. Don't fly the lie. The wrong banner. Don't do it. You are called to conquer. You are called in the name of Jesus Christ to overcome this world, because He's already done that. You are no longer a slave to sin. That is not the banner over you anymore. You see, because I understand the day that I surrendered my life to Jesus, I gave Him ownership. He's got the title deed of my life. Therefore, He's the banner over me. If you go to the bank now and you've got a mortgage on your house, your name is not on the title deed. It belongs to the bank. I knew a few people that holds that title deed. Where is their name? And here's the thing, when I surrender my life to Him, His name was on that title deed. And I can identify with Him. Just tap someone and say, man, you're a new creation. You are a new creation. Isaiah 54 verse 17 says this. And I want you to hear this scripture this morning. Isaiah 54, 17 says this. No weapon that is fashioned against you shall succeed. Or does it say some weapons? It says no weapon that is formed against me shall succeed. And you shall refute every tongue that rises against you in judgment. And in this little phrase, this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication from me declares the Lord. So the Lord. So whose declaration is it? Who says this about me? It's not some nice dude who's got a lack of YouTube thing going, and he's writing this. No, and it's a good thing. It's good advice. No, it's not good advice. This is amazing news that has the ability to transform and change your life completely. You see, when I read this, it says, no weapon that's fashioned against you. It means that there are going to be weapons formed against me. So it doesn't say that now I'm going to be free of all adversity. It says, man, when that weapon comes, it will not prevail. Does that not give you courage? Does that not want you to get up and go, excuse me, devil, have you read this verse? See, I understand that Scripture says the enemy will come in. He will come towards me in one direction. He will flee in seven. When he steals from me, he has to give back. You know, maybe we should know our Bible. It's for a Christian, I think it's a good idea. Yeah. No, correction. It's a great idea. We have Bible school. Please attend it. We have discipleship, small groups, etc. Please be there. Revelation 12:11 says this, and they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb. And that's it, right? Oh, there's an end. And by the word of the testimony. Ooh. And then we'll delete the rest. For they loved not their lives even unto death. See, are we scared of dying? We should not be. Because Jehovah Nissi is over us. He is the one that says who I am. See, I have overcome this world by the blood of the Lamb. And now, I will testify it. I will speak it. I will declare it. You see, the word of my testimony is not just how I got saved, but it is the power of God, of His word in my life, working out in every area of my life. It's when I remember the things that He has done today, and I strengthen myself in God, not in my own flesh. So let the fruit of your lips bring praise to God. Even in the storm or in the valley. Testify. Even if it's by faith. But testify. Armed with the victories that He's done in the past, you speak. Do that which God has called you to do. You see, whether we overcome is not determined by our title, our social standing, your salary, our possessions, where we live. It's not what determines that. It's determined by the one who is over me. The banner that is over me is God. You see, to be an overcomer means that I take up my place under His banner. I take up that position of authority as Him, under Him as the Lord my God. It means that I walk by His command, His instruction, and His ways. Joshua 1 verse 3 says this, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I will give to you, just as I promised. Such a powerful word here coming to Joshua that God says, man, I am with you. I want to say to you this morning that the Lord is with you. Then as you go in the Lord, that He will give you the places that you need to get. Romans 8:37 says this, no, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. You see, when Jehovah Nissi is over me, my identity changes. My stance changes. My place from where I start changes. Who here does not have a past? Shucks, huh? Congratulations. Well done. You have a past. But it's exactly that. It is the past. You can allow it to affect and determine your future, or you can allow Jehovah Nissi to determine where I'm going, what I'm going to accomplish, what I'm doing in this world. So I guess my question to us this morning is, do we fear the future? Do we live under condemnation of things that has happened? Or will we understand who Jehovah Nissi is over us? Will we allow God to fight our battles for us? Will we worship Him in every storm and then see the manifestation of His power and His presence in the physical? Will I lay my life down before Him and trust Him fully to walk before me? You see, each one of us sitting here this morning, we have a choice to make. Which banner am I raising over me? But here's the thing. When I raise Jehovah Nissi, when He is the Lord my banner, then He is my Lord. He is my God. He is say over my life sovereign. When I was in the army, if they say do something, you do it because you are in the army. If you go, excuse me, corporal, ek dink hier is nie 'n goeie idee nie. Die Here help jou. If they want you to crawl through mud, you crawl. If they want you to jump over walls, you jump. Leopard crawl through the veld, through thorn bushes and stuff because we have to get there. And you're going, what's the point? But you see, I had to obey because I was in the army. Here, Jehovah Nissi determines my way. And I fully surrender to Him. And as I do that, you know what's the amazing thing that happens? I walk in victory. I've realized if I want to mess up, if I want to see failure, then I have to do it. And I want to do it. And I can do it. Because I'm Oulik. And then when I hit the wall, I realize I'm not so Oulik. Because I'm also human. I do make stupid decisions. So I want to encourage you this morning that God wants to be the banner over you. He wants to be Jehovah Nissi. It's for you to declare over your own life where He is. It is for you to understand who you are in His army and what He wants to do. So, Father.